Hey, guys. We're back here on Truth Hurts Radio. This is Charles Giuliani. We've got Don Paul as our guest. We're already into the second hour. I tell you, sometimes I ask people, you know, if they want to come on the show, and they're like, 2 hours? I'm like, it goes by mighty quick. You don't have much time to, you know, with commercials and callers, especially to get callers.
Yeah, I dig it. This is the second time we've done this. It's 2 hours, and the last 2 hours went very fast. This is going fast as well.
So you're going to talk some more about, you know, things you're doing to...
Yeah, I moved to New Orleans in January of 2006, about 5 months after the storms and the floods here, just after Jim and Celestine Starr and I finished the 9/11 Guilt DVD. That was what kind of kept me in the San Francisco Bay Area. But anyway, it's been very fruitful. The first year I worked with Common Ground Relief, and it's kind of an astonishing outpouring of volunteer folks from the U.S. just to have come here and tried to regenerate the city in a sensible way. I think we had 12,000-plus volunteers in that first year, and they gutted over 1,200 houses. You know, it was surreal. Kind of testament to the essential goodness of the U.S. people. What we're doing now is with a company called Rebuild Green, and we're building the kind of housing we think makes sense here. It's structural concrete integrated panels, and we're elevating each house at least 7 feet above ground so that the living quarters won't be immersed and ruined should there be another storm and flood, as there is certain to be another storm and flood due to climate change. And we're also offering earth energy systems, small wells that can be installed in the person's property and pretty much take away the costs of air conditioning and heating, just drawing from...
You mentioned climate change. You ever looked into weather modification technology?
I have, and I believe it.
I think they're messing around with that, too.
Yeah. If you look at the flight path of Katrina, I mean, there's the whole Katrina-Rita. What happened then is worth some study, and it kind of has a lot of parallels to 9/11 and how it was handled. I think it was...
You couldn't argue criminal negligence. There's no question about that.
There's no question about that. And again, they've said incompetence, but if you look at what might have been the real intention, and that was to deal a psychological blow as well as just persuade people that they deserve their misery.
But again, if the case, competence,
why is anybody fired?
Right. They basically kept in place and more empowered, which again was, you know, part of the overall plan. But what's happening, which I think is distinct to New Orleans, is a real existing local native culture that's just not going to be moved away as easily as the elitists think it might be. And you know, that's the culture, the Mardi Gras Indians, and it's not just black-white. I mean, everything is mixed up in New Orleans through generations of miscegenation and so forth. But it's a culture that's very proud of what it has and the freedom that it has. And it's one of the reasons it's exciting to be here, that culture that is still vibrant. And it's kind of like a frontier, because a lot of the landscape is still just ripped open, and you can pretty much create it on your own. So I urge...
And of course, that brings us back to the tsunami of 2004, too. The same thing, criminal negligence and massive profiteering. It's so disgusting. Another break, short one. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Don Paul.
Hi. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Paul on the line talking about 9/11 and some of the things he's doing that you can jump in on and assist, you know, to turn this sinking ship around. By the way, I just saw this headline. I got to mention this. This was in the Washington Post yesterday. Pentagon can't account for $19 billion spent on Iraqi forces. Well, gee, this slipping here, you know, their record was in the trillions. Now it's in the $19 billion.
Again, that goes back to 9/11. Didn't Rumsfeld say on the day of 9/11 that they were missing $2.1 trillion?
And in the year that followed, the number kept going up from there. It's over $2 trillion now that they say is unaccounted for. They just don't, you know.
Right.
How do you lose that or unaccount for that much? Well, you can add another $19 billion, why not, for good measure to the list now.
Yeah.
I'm sure Halliburton's records, which, of course, went through the shredder, would have told us where that money went, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the biggest bubble of all, and it shows why we need to abandon this credit system. The largest financial institutions owe the most money, and they're just boring hand over fist and inventing one abstraction after another to sustain it. The derivatives bubble is—I honestly don't know. The last time I checked, it was $43 trillion, and the three biggest debtors in that were J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citicorp. You know, I think that is another root of 9/11. They need acts of terror and war to conceal the fundamental irrationality of this money lending system.
Right, right. That's got quite a lot to do with it. And, you know, it's not even that, you know, the taxation system, it's not even that they need our money. It's just...
they need the control, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
So that's another thing that we're trying to affect here with our workforce and with the community is cooperatives. And that's, you know, not necessarily a socialist model. It's a model that obtains all around the world. People see their common interests, their common ground, and begin to pool resources and try to get away from... I noticed another one of your ads was people who were getting bad food or fear the lack of any food and, you know, the apocalyptic times that are actually upon us right now. It's just that it's been a slow boil and we haven't quite, you know, it's not been a cataclysm overnight, but we are every day experiencing apocalyptic times, the way that storms and so on occur across the northern hemisphere and all around the world. We're in it. We've got to find ways out of it, and we've got to find our own solutions.
The frog, you better jump out of the pot fast, because he's going to boil.
Yeah. So tell me about other things that you're doing, Charlie. Let me interview you for a while. Things that are happening with the Republic Broadcasting Network and your listenership.
I'm relatively new on here. I just started about 2-3 months ago. It's kind of funny how it happened. I just called in on John Stattmiller's show.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was about the trucker rally with Wanda Piety. I don't know if you've heard of her.
I've seen that she's a guest of yours, but I honestly don't know anything about her.
Well, she's the coordinator of this. She's had one already. She's got another one coming up next month.
Uh-huh.
She's getting the truckers together to protest the Pan American Union or the North American Union.
Well, that's cool. I thought about that, you know, when I drove over in January 2006, it took 10, and I had this camper that would only go about 50, 55 miles an hour, and I'd go from truck stop to truck stop. And I thought, gee, if these people only knew that it's pretty obvious that truckers work hard in a way, and they've got kind of grim lifestyles, it seems to me.
Yeah, it's long hours. It's very grueling work.
Yeah.
But anyway... So she's been creating a tremendous awareness about this North American Union. You know, most Americans have been oblivious to what's gone on. They did this, as always, behind closed doors.
Oh, you mean the Peace and Prosperity Conference.
Yeah, right. But now that, you know, the cat's out of the bag, people are waking up. You got people like Lou Dobbs, I tell you.
Yeah.
You got to give that man credit. He's like the only person really in mainstream media that's addressed this at all, and he's addressed it quite aggressively. You know, he talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I called in, you know, to talk to her, and all of a sudden John says, hold on the line. I want you to give your number to, you know, the guy in the studio. And I'm thinking, gee, I wonder why he wants, you know, maybe he wants me on as a guest to talk about this issue some more, you know, or something. And no, he offered me a spot on RBN. I couldn't believe it. So,
well, that's cool. I mean, that's something that shows it's actually a grassroots thing and not controlled from top down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I also do a lot of work on a chat forum called Paltalk.
Yeah.
Paltalk.com. I've been on there for years, and me and several others have been talking about, you know, the New World Order and this monstrous corrupt system that we have for a long, going back before 9/11. And, of course, when 9/11 happened, we all knew what it was.
Yeah.
And as the evidence came in, I kept adding to this file I was... putting together. It started out as 19 pages.
Oh, yeah. 1900 now?
Yeah, now it's a full-fledged book.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's great because I've reached, I don't know how many thousands, tens of thousands over the years on there because you got people that come from all over the planet to the rooms. And it's pretty neat. It's actually, it's free. People can go sign up, paltalk.com, and look for the 9/11 was an inside job room. We run 24/7 on there.
Wow. Tell me, what kind of housing alternatives are underway in the Northeast where you live?
Alternatives as far as...
building and owning?
Yeah, well, there's always... You mean for the economically underprivileged?
Yeah, just do it. We're all... Yeah, I mean...
Like 99% of the population?
Yeah, I was going to say. Whether we know it or not. And most people do when they... Yeah.
When you talk New England, the best alternative is to move out of here. I'm serious. It's bad. You know, even if you can afford housing up here, you know, I'm just holding on myself dearly for dear life. Even if you can afford housing, the cost of living up here is astonishing. I got a friend in Ohio, just to show the contrast.
Yeah.
This guy only makes, I think it's like $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I say only because in New England, you couldn't feed your dog with that kind of income.
Yeah.
But in Ohio... His wife doesn't have to work.
Right.
To pay for his house.
Yeah.
And he's got a full acre.
Yeah.
It's a nice big
trees,
house.
Trees, things two like cars. That.
Yeah, they take vacations. I can't believe it. You know, the house he's got is only like 50 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't buy a barn here for 50 grand. I'm not kidding. The average house is going for like 450,000.
Yeah, I feel that each time I turn to the San Francisco Bay Area. And it's really diseasing people, that ever-present money pressure. You know, San Francisco used to be like New Orleans is. It, you know, used to be a free place, and there was a lot of easy conversation and so forth, but people really cannot look beyond the next month's need to generate that income.
Yeah, gone are the days when you had a bank account anymore. People don't, a savings, you know. People don't
right.
have an account anymore. Something breaks down, and you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to fall back on. And, you know, this is all, again, by design.
It's interesting just thinking about people I know around the country who have, at the same time as they've done 9/11 research and exposure, are also, getting into, really in a heavy 8-hour or more day way, producing alternatives. There's an activist named Mia Hamill in Tampa who organized a couple of conferences, very hardworking, and now she's into SIP, structural integrated panel construction herself. She uses steel, not the concrete that I'm using. But, you know, she's turned that way. And I know Jim Hoffman's been an inventor for a long time, but he's just come up with a couple of designs that could really advance photovoltaic cells. So it's interesting that people, while they're becoming aware of the breadth and depth of the genuine conspiracy that overarches their lives, are also really trying to make alternatives, concrete alternatives.
Yeah, and we really can do it. You know, they've had us into this mindset for so long that
right.
we need the system. We need to be tied in. You know, we don't. I mean, society lived for how long without electrical wires?
Yeah.
And you know.
All that. I mean, I like electricity and all, but we don't need credit cards. That's
That's
the big thing. I mean, I see these ads for, and they try to make it like socially stigmatized if you don't have a credit card. You know, everything is floating along with cheery music, and they're pouring water in their plants and so on, and someone actually shows cash.
When I say electricity, I'm talking about, you know, when the crunch comes down, a
oh,
lot
yeah.
of people are going to give in because they're going to, you know, like they're doing with the Browns. I'm sure you know them up in New Hampshire.
I've been following it. I get emails every day. I've been following it, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's an example of how that works. You know, they should cut off their power. They're hoping that they're going to give in based on that. And this is what I'm afraid of. A lot of people, when the crunch hits,
right,
they're going to give in because of stuff like that. They're going to get their power cut off or...
You know, that's something that I think would be a good way to organize a true national preparation conference. I mean, they have their conferences supposedly planning to react to the next
firing
attack that they
us.
Are, in fact, planning. You know,
counter-conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah, a gathering of people to, you know, promote our own independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever your supposed ideology is.
People don't even know how to grow a garden anymore. You know,
that's the saddest thing, and it's very therapeutic. Yeah,
it is. And it's fun. And boy, they taste so much better. And you know, you're not getting Monsanto chemicals when you eat the stuff. You know.
Yeah, I was talking to the guy for whom we're building the house in the Upper Ninth yesterday. He's a really good guy. He's one of seven brothers who all grew up on the same block there.
I tell you what, hold that thought. We're going to go on a quick break. I will be right back.
Yeah.
We're part of fire, let it burn. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani. We've got Ron Paul as our guest. Yeah, did I say Ron Paul? Don Paul.
Got Ron Paul on the brain. Yeah.
I tried getting him on, but the man's so busy. I did get his campaign manager on though. That was kind of interesting.
So what happened in Iowa? Did that happen at the time that you were in the conversation, or was that after you had the conversation?
What are you talking?
He was excluded from a debate in Iowa?
Oh, I don't know. That's still up for grabs. Who was it? Tancredo yesterday was putting the heat on the GOP to allow him in.
Uh-huh.
So he might still yet be allowed. But, yeah, there's quite a resistance, and I think a lot of it is coming from the right-wing fruitcake Christian wannabe crowd.
Right. They were being played themselves, if they are sincere ideologues. Yeah.
Well, you know, the pathetic irony here is that these people profess to be conservative, and there's nobody, as Ron Paul himself said, that's more conservative than him in Congress. He's a real conservative. I mean, how can you call yourself a conservative and support Bush? What's conservative about him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or for that matter, what's Christian about him? You know, there's supposed to be these Christians supporting him. It's just such a twisted George Orwellian nightmare.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were relating a story.
Oh yeah, about Bob Leger, we were talking yesterday about, you know, getting his house done and what we could expect and so on and so forth. And he said one of the things he was really looking forward to was getting his garden growing again, because before the levees broke and so forth, he had a great big crop of okra that he really delighted in, and that's what we're trying to get more widespread here too is community gardens and so forth. And regarding that earth energy system that I described earlier, we're suggesting to people outside New Orleans that what could be done is adopt a well or adopt a block, and investors could purchase 10 or 12 of these earth energy wells and then draw on the savings. Like if you have one of these wells and you were paying Entergy, which is the local utility company, say $220 a month for your bill, with this earth energy drawing from the earth's natural heat, you'd be paying about $70, so you'd have $150 saving, and an investor could be paid for his or her investment out of that saving, and everyone would benefit. The investor would make more than he or she would from, you know, putting it in an interest-bearing account, dealing with those institutions. The homeowner would pay less of a utility bill, and maybe most importantly, you'd be using a natural method to heat and cool a home. They can look that up at, or anyone who's interested can look that up at rebuildgreen.org. It's one of the things we're trying to get going here.
Yeah, we really got to start doing this. You know, the government told us back in the 70s we had those two obviously fake energy crises there, and they said, both times they said, afterwards that, we got to look into alternative energy sources. Of course, they've done nothing at all since then. They had no intention. They wanted to depend on oil to exploit us. Exploit and or control. But, this is what we've got to be doing. There are all kinds of methods out there that are not only cheaper but safer for the environment.
And much healthier for you as a person in terms of what you ingest.
Yeah, exactly.
New England used to be, and it probably still is in countryside New England, despite all the money pressures, there was always a lot of cooperatives as kind of movements in New England.
Yeah. Traditionally a conservative area. Conservative yet liberal at the same time. Bush is not very popular up here. Fortunately, I live in a good area as far as that goes.
Yeah.
There's pockets here and there, but, you know, we're destined to drive them out. They don't come out of hiding much, let's put it that way. This is definitely an anti-Bush. Well, most of New England, actually, not just Massachusetts. You get... up in Vermont, I'm very impressed. You know, they shot down a lot of... they're not going to go along with the Real ID. Maine, too, said that.
Right.
And there was impeachment proceedings held up there, you know, that they voted for his impeachment. Several other states, too.
Yeah.
Of course, nothing's happened yet, but...
I think if the public could be reminded of the founding ideals of the country and made to believe in their possibility again, we'd have a very vigorous response. We'd feel alive again.
Reminded or informed, perhaps, for the first time.
Yeah. That's another thing. Generations, and I'm 56, almost 57, and so I got the benefit of a lot of information flow, rather relatively free information flow, for the first three decades of my life. But people who are born after 1985 or so, I fear for them because it's so difficult to get anything other than the corporatist truth, the corporatist version of reality.
Yeah. You ask the average high school graduate today anything about the Constitution, and they'll tell you, you can take K or Pectake for that. I mean, they have no idea.
No idea. Yeah.
It's frightening. And these are the future leaders of the country.
Yeah.
Anyways, stick with us, folks. Another short break, and we'll be right back with Don Paul.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Don Paul on as a guest. Anybody has any questions, comments, 9/11 related, or anything for that matter, you can call in the 800 number. That's area code. It's 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So, Don, did you want to talk any more about 9/11, or did you?
Well, I was again listening to the ads in the break there, and I was thinking it might be useful for the audience to know. We began the program by talking about cui bono, who benefited, and Big Pharma, that is big pharmaceutical companies, benefited enormously in terms of money made by exclusive control of vaccines. That's kind of an interesting story in itself.
Especially after the anthrax attacks.
Right. And then,
and a lot of those companies were locked in again with Halliburton, too.
Right. They had Bioport.
I mean, not Halliburton. Well, Halliburton, yeah, but I meant to say the Carlyle Group.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of the same players reaped lots of profits from vaccines and exclusivity that way. But they also got legislation that goes hand-in-hand with that state repression that we also talked about with the Homeland Security Bill and so forth, which basically gives the government the right to enforce vaccinations wherever it deems fit in a state of emergency. The other thing I guess we have not mentioned, too, in this program is recent moves by the Bush administration to basically make him dictator in a state of supposed national emergency. And all those have occurred in the past 8-9 months, kind of following from the Military Commissions Act that passed in October 2006. And this also goes hand-in-hand with the idea of breaking down borders because Northern Command, which was headed by Ralph Eberhardt, the guy who was supposed was in charge of NORAD on 9/11/01, will take control of not only the United States, but Canada and Mexico. India.
Yeah, Mr. I Want Martial Law himself.
Yeah, yeah.
He's made many comments about that. So has Myers and Rumsfeld and Tommy Franks.
Yeah. And Jerome Hauer figures into the story about anthrax and Big Pharma, too. He wears a lot of hats. Jerome Hauer, audience might remember, was Giuliani's director of Office of Emergency Management between 1996 and 2000, primarily responsible for putting the Emergency Command Center on the 23rd floor of WTC-7 that many people suppose was the command center, in fact, for executing the attacks and the demolitions that day. But anyway, Jerome Hauer was coordinator of the National Institute of Health's investigation of anthrax deaths in the fall of 2001. Deaths that came from the AIM strain of anthrax that is thought to be available only at the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland. And, of course, that investigation produced no suspects that Jerome Hauer named except Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. So it just goes to show again that the Muslims are very, very, very crafty. They can go from caves in Afghanistan into Fort Detrick and get that get that anthrax and give it to Tom Brokaw, and you know.
There's that power of Allah again.
those,
and why they would
those flying carpets are just. You know, why are we going to defend ourselves again?
Yeah, but a good case to convert to Islam. Think of the things you can do. I mean, you can slam into a tower and be alive the next day to talk about it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But, you know, you look at the people that were, Dan Rather, who was at that time starting to become a little outspoken, I think,
right.
In his senior years, he's developing that conscience. And also Daschle and Leahy.
Yeah.
You know, they were adamantly opposed to the Patriot Act, and they wanted a 9/11 investigation launched immediately.
Right, yeah.
Like
let's elucidate that a little bit for your audience. Those are people who received anthrax in the 2 months after 9/11/01, or actually the 6 weeks after 9/11/01, and that was definitely a shot across their bows. Yeah, yeah.
And again, it emerged later that this came from an Army research lab, the anthrax.
Yeah.
And that the FBI was sued. I love this one. Judicial Watch sued the FBI for information about their anthrax investigation, and all they did was release a public statement stating that. We can only go so far in our investigation, and then we had to stop because we ran into top military secrets. I mean, come on.
Good old FBI. I mean, that's the first thing we need to clean house with all the supposed agencies that are protective of not us but the elitists. I mean, if you look at the crimes of the FBI related to 9/11/01, and in particular, the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, which a tape revealed was made to be an actual explosive device only at the insistence of an FBI handler of Emid Salam. You know, it's just endless. And the FBI confiscation of all the video around the Pentagon, destruction of the air controller's transcripts, you know. Just more evidence that we really need to do it ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Every so often, I forget to take my phone out and stick it in the other room, and this is one of those occasions. I'll just ignore that.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
I think it's Homeland Security's calling.
Yeah. Yeah, so Big Pharma is another player that kind of coupled with everything else, big insurance, big banks, at the center of it, and the central banking institutions that are controlled not by any entity in the United States, but by entities based in Europe. You probably recommend to your readers The Secrets of the Federal Reserve or The Creature from Jekyll Island and those other books that one...
You're talking about Eustace Mullins, The Secrets of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good book.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a hold of that guy. I'd like to get him on here. He's a hard guy to track down.
Okay.
He's getting pretty old now, I think, isn't he?
He is. He just visited Northern California. A friend of mine was the sponsor for a talk of his that took place in San Mateo. It was supposed to take place at, you know, a Democratic club, you know, a liberal Democratic club, and they got pressure and caved in, and they had to have the talk at a public library. But that's an enormously valuable resource. It's kind of an astounding piece of research, the amount of details that are in it, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and The Creature from Jekyll Island, Griffin's
yeah,
book.
Yeah, I did have G. Edward Griffin on a couple of weeks back. Yeah,
yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Very meticulous in his research.
Yeah.
That book there single-handedly has done a tremendous amount of work for the, you know, the cause of exposing the New World Order, because he gets the whole history of central banking in this country, in Europe. I mean, once you step back and get that panoramic view of, you know, how they were pushing for decades during the 19th century to get such a bank established, and all the presidents that turned up dead who opposed it.
Right. I mean, administration after administration. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love what Andrew Jackson said in his deathbed. He was asked what he would regard as the most important accomplishment of his life, and he said, "I killed the bank."
Yeah.
That was...
They almost killed him, too, in the process. They...
Right. That was another assassination that failed.
You know, folks, anyone listening who isn't familiar with this, you really, you got to, you know, do a Google search for the New World Order. Get yourself familiar with the background of this. I know most of the listeners are, of course, but...
Yeah.
Or you go to lulu.com and get my New World Disorder book. I do just that. I go into the history of this whole thing. You know, once you see that, you don't even have to investigate 9/11 to see if it's an inside job. You'll see that this is another link in a long chain of events like this that are leading us toward that ultimate end.
Yeah. And if there could be anything useful out of such a horrific loss of life, it would be that, you know, we can turn that psychological operation against the elitists and, you know, animate people with the same, you know, passion that they had in the days after when they were so misguided. You know, they were just blinded by the trauma that they received, and then they were going to take it out any way they could. But if they understand who's really responsible for that crime and many, many other crimes that have, like Pearl Harbor, which took a comparable amount of innocent people's lives, I think they'll begin to respond and to understand what the truly evil intention of these elitists is. And to my mind, that's to reduce the Earth's population to about 1 billion, of which 98% will be, you know, no more than serfs, whether they're techno-serfs or not.
The Georgia Guidestones, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they actually state a quarter of a billion.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they really want to reduce it down.
Yeah.
And how else to do that but to introduce chemical and biological agents, you know, and this is what Bertrand Russell had talked about decades ago. In fact, that's interesting. If you read people like that, or, you know, Huxley, H.G. Wells, which a lot of people don't realize, he wrote more about politics than anything else.
Yeah.
And quite evil politics at that. But what they all talked about is, in order for this world revolution to work and this world system of government, is to dumb the public down and keep them there, because it's a known fact that people will not tolerate tyranny for very long.
Mm-hmm.
All through history, tyranny, you know, people have to be genuinely happy. And this chemically induced happiness isn't working. It's creating havoc everywhere. All the Prozac stuff is just leading to, you know, shootouts at Columbine. And it's not producing a population that's going to... It's not sustainable development. That's a term they like to use so much.
Yeah, TV is not working. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, their plans are destined to fail. I guess they're just too stupid to realize this.
Mm.
But, you know, people have woken up to such a degree now that the founding fathers of the New World Order, they're not following their plan. You know, the plan was to keep people in deception. So, but then it's too late for that now. There's no turning back. Too many people have woken up. They know what's going on.
Right. Yeah, it's really just courses of action to be determined. I was, you know, thinking just as we were talking then that maybe the single most effective uniting kind of activism, you know, across whatever ideologies that people now hold would be the need to abolish the Federal Reserve System.
Right.
You know, I think once people understand that, they can unite behind it as something fundamental that has to happen to remove the central bank from the United States and remove the central bank from all the other nations.
Today, and you know, Ron Paul, of course, intends to do that if should he get in office and they don't kill him or rig the election. But you know, how do you to actually go about doing that? It's not an easy task. Because obviously you abolish it in one bold step and the economy is going to crash. And
I have read, you've probably read the same thing. There's about a 10-step means by which it can be eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to do it incrementally. You couldn't just do it in, you know, overnight.
Right.
You'd have to have another system of cash like greenbacks temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have to print those out. You know, we're talking, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars worth, billions of dollars worth, you know, to hold the prop the economy up in the meantime. You'd have to have this all done ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could not do it in one step because it would just be absolute pandemonium.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, they've done such a thorough job that, and it would involve having to bring to justice the bankers who have rigged this thing and to, you know, take back their assets that they've stolen from this country. Most of our gold reserves, if not all, I'd argue at this point probably all, are over in private Swiss accounts.
Yeah. But I'm thinking of that quote by one of the Rothschilds, attributed to one of the Rothschilds in the 19th century, that he supposedly said, it amazes me that the King of England, who controls an empire in which the sun never steps, comes to me on bended knee and, you know, asks for and
arrogance.
Yeah, not to endorse the King of England or anything like that, but the point is that the earth is ours. These resources belong to us, and they are far more plentiful and rich than we're allowed to know right now, as some of your advertising suggests.
Right.
So we just, you know, I agree that it'll be, you know, a difficult road to make the adaptation, but we can regain control of our resources and have just an incredible species still.
But the technology we have today, and yeah, like you said, the vast amount of resources, this world is not depleted, let me tell you.
Yeah.
We could be living in a relative paradise everywhere around the world. There's no need for poverty, starvation, you know, none of this.
It's all manipulated.
It is. Yeah. And, all the epidemics, most of them, if not all, there are cures for, including cancer. And but, of course, this is all suppressed. And it's so disgusting, isn't it? That just a few unscrupulous scoundrels,
mm-hmm,
scavengers, have wrecked the planet for the rest of us decent multiplied billion population of actual human beings.
Yeah, people who just want to be happy with their families and friends. Basically.
Live and let live, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course, it's always been this way through history. It's no exception now. It's just that the tools of oppression are more high-tech.
Yeah, I would like to encourage anyone who wishes to, you could write to me at RebuildGreen at BellSouth.net, and you know, if you have an interest, one in you know, uniting behind a mass movement to do away with the Federal Reserve System as something fundamental that would free us all, maybe there probably are already sites and movements afoot, but I do think that could be a great unifying movement.
And your website again was?
The website is rebuildgreen.org, and you can just write to rebuildgreen@bellsouth.net, and that'll reach me.
There you go. Yeah, folks, we've got to be looking. I'm into alternative anything, alternative everything. You know,
yeah.
Most of my books in my library are, you know, heretical science books, heretical history books. You know, and I always have found that the alternative sources are far more interesting, far more closer to truth.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been disappointed. Any off-the-beaten-track book I've read, I tell you, after a while, you don't even want to read anything mainstream anymore because just all they ever offer is just garbage.
Yeah, it's kind of poison once, you know, and it didn't used to be that way. There was a passage in the United States in which mass media was
doing its job.
Yeah, and there was a lot of free, you know, free and good information.
Right.
Yeah.
Quick break, folks. We'll be right back with one more segment with Don Paul.
Lose the love I knew, safely leave me through.
In meth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, guys, we're back for one final segment here. These 2 hours, as always, have just flown by on us. Yeah, so Don, you're obviously quite the busy guy there. You're jumping all over the place, involved with multiple different projects. You're still working down in New Orleans, helping with.
Every day we're building a house in the Upper Ninth Ward, which is one of the neighborhoods hardest hit. When the levees broke, it got hit by both the lake, Lake Pontchartrain, when the levees overtopped out there, and by the storm surge from the Gulf that came up through a U.S. Army Corps of Engineer channel called the Mr. Go. So people there really got slammed. They got slammed by waves that were about 12 to 15 feet high when they roared in.
Wow.
They talk about it being like a train, like they're... Imagine you've survived the hurricane. The hurricane has passed through on the Sunday night. The eye of the hurricane passed through New Orleans about 4 or 5 a.m. that day. And, you know, it was a hard storm, lots of rain, lots of wind, and things, lots of destruction. But basically, well, Malik, my friend here, talks about going out to mow his lawn that afternoon. And I think that's how people were feeling. They'd gotten through another. They'd survived it. But then the storm surge hit, the levees broke, and all heck broke loose. That's what happened to many of the people up there. Bob was one of them, Bob Leger. He and his brothers had to evacuate to a school across the street where they were stuck for 3 days until a boat came in and saved them. There is a steady return of Native people, and there's a great spirit and graciousness among people here. There is unfortunately also little else but a drug economy for youth to engage in, so there's still quite a lot of killing around that.
Boy.
Yeah.
You can't imagine the carnage. It's never going to be the same, is it? I mean, it unfortunately...
I don't know. I think it could be better. But, you know, it's definitely a battle that's still in process. If we can affect enough transformation on the ground, it could be better, because it definitely was not good.
A lot of the old classic buildings have been wiped out in that area, though, right?
No. a lot of people's homes were, and that's a sad thing, in the upper and lower ninth, because these were working-class families, largely African-American, who through 2, 3, 4 generations had purchased their homes. And they got hit hard, especially the lower ninth. A lot of the lower ninth is still like 90% depopulated.
So maybe there's something to the blowing up the levees there then, because it looks like none of the more classy areas, quote-unquote, were targeted.
I tell you, I don't like those conspiracy theories, Charles, but... If you look at a map, that's what leaps to mind. And there, if you look at eyewitness, I've talked to a lot of people who say, we didn't hear a transformer blow up. That was much bigger than that. And if you look at, anyone can go online and look at the photo of the barge that impacted the Industrial Canal and breached into the lower ninth ward. How'd the barge get there and how'd it get through the levee, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But this stuff.
The important thing is that people are returning, and it's a great opportunity to, make a new beginning here.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't even know you were doing that. That's great. That's keep it up. That's good work. You know, that's making a difference to turn things around. All right, Don, yeah, if you want, we'll schedule you again. We can talk about that through email.
All right.
Talk about the New World Order.
All right. Real good. And, you can get any of my books and DVDs from WTC7.net or Wire on Fire / Don Paul.
Okay, thanks. Folks, we'll see you live on Monday. Take care.
Okay, Charles. Thank you, man. Take care.
You bet.